3, 2, 1.
What will the world look like 10 or 20 years from now? The Wall Street Journal's Future of Everything podcast is here to give you a peek. And we can't wait to show you what's coming. Subscribe now.
Here's your money briefing for Wednesday, April 12th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. During the pandemic, Americans ramped up spending on subscriptions.
So the number of new subscriptions per user peaked in the third quarter of 2022. That means streaming services, digital memberships, food of the month clubs, et cetera, et cetera.
Now they're taking a closer look at their monthly spending and unsubscribing. We'll talk to Wall Street Journal reporter Rachel Wolf after the break.
The new crop of artificial intelligence services is having a big impact on all sorts of industries and people. But are we ready for how it could be used or misused? The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing podcast is exploring those questions and more in a new weekly series on generative AI technologies called Artificially Minded. You can check it out every Monday in April. Just search for Tech News Briefing wherever you get your podcasts.
Your credit card bill likely has a recurring charge from a subscription you might have forgotten you even had. Now more Americans are taking a closer look at those charges and canceling their subscriptions. Wall Street Journal reporter Rachel Wolf joins us with more. Hey, Rachel, thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me on.
So, Rachel, why have people built up so many subscriptions?
We really reached peak subscription during the pandemic when everybody was at home. Think streaming, think boxes of stuff delivered to your door. So the number of new subscriptions per user peaked in the third quarter of 2022. That means streaming services, digital memberships, food of the month clubs, et cetera, et cetera. Since then, cancellations are actually outpacing new subscriptions, according to financial planning app Rocket Money. So, in other words, we've really reached peak subscription, and now we're coming down off of a high.
So what's caused people to take a closer look at the money they're spending on subscriptions?
Household budgets are getting a lot tighter. We have inflation, other economic uncertainties like a cooling job market. I spoke to one man in Ohio who's canceling subscriptions to all sorts of things to free up money for groceries so that he doesn't have to penny pinch at the grocery store by cutting satellite radio, magazines he never read, and going to restaurants instead of paying for a pricey membership to a country club. He found that he's not actually having to cut back that much in other areas. So about a third of people who responded to a Credit Karma survey said that their biggest financial mistake last year was paying for services they never used, which I know I can relate to. But cancellations for premium streaming services in the U.S., which includes Netflix, Hulu, and HBO Max, were up 49% in 2022 from the previous year, according to subscriber measurement company Antenna.
You know, a lot of us have recurring monthly fees we pay for various services. Why is it so easy for us to lose track of what we're paying for?
So a lot of people have their subscriptions sent to auto payment, where they just have a little bit of money coming out of their accounts between going to get coffee or a donut, going out for drinks. Streaming service will just slip right in. But now people are really taking a closer look at their monthly spending, and they're realizing they're paying about $133 more than they thought they were. So people estimated they were paying only $86 a month for various subscriptions. Really, they're paying over $200 a month.
Wow. And these subscription charges are just another in the list of expenses that people have to contend with. Are there services or tools that can help them manage these recurring payments?
So there are a few different subscription management apps. I spoke to the co-founder of one called ScribeUp. That's a newer service, and they do something unusual where they give users a digital credit card to use only for recurring payments. So you get a credit card number that you fill in for, say, HelloFresh meal subscriptions. And what ScribeUp will do is automatically cancel the subscription after a free trial instead of waiting to see whether or not you remember. The same service found that over 50% of people had forgotten to cancel a free trial. So knowing that, they wait for people to say that they want to continue rather than assuming that they'll remember.
You know, Rachel, it should be easy enough for people to cancel subscriptions, but some companies make it difficult for consumers to do that.
So I spoke to one consumer who didn't realize she was paying for ClassPass for about 5 years without really ever using it. And so she ended up spending over $5,000 on the subscription that she never used. She said she wasn't able to get the money back when she reached out to them, which she was very disappointed by. And she expected ClassPass to let her know that they were going to keep charging her rather than just assuming that she would remember to cancel. So I was able to get a comment from ClassPass, and ClassPass said that when members sign up, they're notified that their memberships automatically renew on the same day each month. And they added that ClassPass does send reminders when members have not used their accounts to book classes. But a new proposal from the Federal Trade Commission could make it even simpler to break up with your subscriptions. The Consumer Watchdog actually wants to require merchants to allow for online cancellation and to get consent before presenting customers with retention offers.
Wow, but still, that's $5,000 that consumer racked up. Are they able to get that money back?
Unfortunately not.
Well, no doubt some consumers have a negative feeling about subscriptions and the recurring charges. What are companies doing to get ahead of that that would reflect the negative sentiment?
Some companies are shifting their business model to meet changing consumer feelings about subscriptions. BarkBox, which provides a monthly package of dog treats and toys, is one of them. The company recently laid off 12% of its staff and said it would invest more in non-subscription products, including treats and other consumables, after weaker than predicted earnings. HelloFresh, a grocery delivery service, also expects its number of active customers to decline in the first half of 2023, after dropping to 7.1 million in the fourth quarter of 2022 from 8 million in the third quarter. So you can see that these companies are trying new things. They had been on a subscription high for so long. There was a real subscription mania. Now consumers aren't just willing to keep subscribing and not looking at their bills. They're thinking harder and realizing that they may not actually need these things.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Rachel Wolf with us. Rachel, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
Discover the extraordinary ideas shaping our future at the Future of Everything Festival, when the Wall Street Journal brings together leaders from business, science, sports, and culture, May 2nd through 4th at Spring Studios in New York City. Register today using code PODCAST to receive 20% off your ticket. Visit wsj.com/FOEF podcast to secure your spot.